This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Bittar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
All right, Dr. Bittar, I am so glad you're here because, as I mentioned on the air and off the air last hour, I was like, gee, you know he's on a flight, and will he be here? And I was like thinking, well, I was in the snowstorm. Everybody's in the snowstorm. It's like, how's that for a little ethnocentricity?
Well, it's not really eccentricity because I think it's a normal human phenomenon to actually experience that. Something that you're experiencing, you expect everybody to be experiencing it too. So I totally get that. So don't worry about that part of it.
Well, good. I'm glad you're here and ready to go and haven't read any of the stories. You know it's going to be a good show.
Like usual, right?
Exactly. And by the way, Advanced Medicine Sunday was yesterday, and now we have Advanced Medicine Monday. Can you stand it? It's just such good stuff. I'm telling you, the things we talked about yesterday's show, go back and listen to the archives if you missed it. They're linked up at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud. UK Health Radio will probably air it tomorrow. And, of course, at YouTube and of GCN, GCNLive.com, our home and broadcast radio syndication. So now we go into our normal mode once again in the new year, and it is 2019, our first official Advanced Medicine Monday of 2019, and I thought we'd start with forgetting things. Why not? Right at the beginning. The subject of Alzheimer's is not going away. More and more people suffering from neurological degradation diseases. Now, this is one of those classic moments of duh for you, Dr. Bittar, but not necessarily for the folks or scientists or doctors out there. Because the headline reads this: Alzheimer's hits more than just the memory. Patients experience immune system dysfunction as well. And we're thinking, well, how do you think this happened to begin with?
Yeah, exactly. This is one of those, it could really be a moment of done somewhere, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you think about, they're going into these studies going, hey, you know what? There are inflammation markers that show up decades before the neurological degradation is even identified. I'm like, what have we been saying?
Well, the thing is that what's interesting with this title, patients experience immune system dysfunction as well, almost like a secondary, as an observation. If we talk about, again, the cause of Alzheimer's, as is the cause of autism, and again, I know this is supposedly controversial. In my world, the truth does not make something by definition controversial. The truth is the truth. But this is a mercury-related phenomenon. And yes, there are the things that cause denudation of neurofibrils, but it's mercury that causes this denudation that on autism leads to an acute issue and to an Alzheimer's leads to basically a chronic issue. So it's basically the same physiological response. It's just affecting an individual during different stages of development. And if you look at the fact that mercury is one of the most potent immunosuppressives, and now they're saying that the patients experience immune system dysfunction as well in this title. Well, of course they're going to experience immune system dysfunction if mercury is an immunosuppressive and suppresses the immune system. By definition, that's going to cause some type of a dysfunction in the immune system. So, again, in my world and in your world, Robert, I'm pretty sure that this would definitely qualify for a moment of doubt, but it's a new observation, a new incidental finding. So I guess that's why I don't read these things beforehand, because it's always going to be something I don't know already.
Something
you don't already know.
Well, and I think bringing it up is important too, because if we rely and wait for the doctors out there that are not doing advanced medicine, for instance, they're 10, 20, sometimes 30 years behind where you could find these studies. And they've been out for a long time. And those on the leading edge would go, I've seen this clinically. Oh, there's a study that validates what my observations are. And here they say, moreover, links between the levels of inflammatory markers in cerebrospinal fluid and blood and mild cognitive impairment were revealed in previous studies. We're going back years. Furthermore, they said, researchers discovered that increases in inflammatory markers may occur even decades before any symptoms of Alzheimer's disease manifest. Now, you know, I go back to my history, Dr. Bitar. Obviously, I went through the homeopathic side, not the allopathic eventually. And, you know, my mentor was able to, you know, detect things in people decades before they would manifest. Not because he was using analysis or a chemical test of the body's blood or things like that, just because he had so much experience in observing it. But you can use advanced techniques to detect these things and validate. My gosh, 10, 20 years from now, if you don't make these changes, this could be you.
Yep, that's absolutely right, because it's a chronicity-type scenario when we're talking about it with Alzheimer's. And with autism, it's the chronicity aspect has been eliminated because now you're actually exposing the children in utero and then shortly thereafter. And again, it's not whether it's vaccines or whether it's the combustion of fossil fuels that lead to the mercury vapor that the mother's inhaling, or whether it's the dental amalgam load that is outgassing at 5 to 9 nanograms per deciliter per tooth per day that the mother is basically exposing the fetus to while in utero. I mean, there's so many different aspects. We're not talking about the political agendas, and we're not talking about the whether it's vaccine causing it or amalgam causing it or combustion of fossil fuels causing it. We're talking about a medical phenomenon where mercury in various forms, by being exposed to the biological system, causes certain cascades to occur. And those cascades are, besides the neuronal degradation we've talked about, we also know it causes a suppression of the immune system. You and I have talked about this on the air numerous times. I've presented at conferences numerous times. When I'm treating patients with cancer, one of the things we find is mercury. And we don't find mercury initially. It may not be till 5, 6, 8, 10 months into treatment that we finally will see a test where mercury is not starting to come out. So it's a delayed response. So again, when they're trying, we know that cancer, by definition, is an issue where it cannot exist unless there's some type of damage to the immune system. And now this study comes out and it's talking about Alzheimer's. It's the more than just the memory that patients are experiencing immune dysfunction as well. Well, again, it's the same phenomenon. We're not talking about Alzheimer's here or autism here or cancer. We're talking about simply a substance that causes immunosuppression and causes degradation of neurofibrils. So that's where universal truths come into play, right? If it's universally true, you're going to start the observations will eventually catch up with the truth, which is exactly what we're experiencing here.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is that mercury causes degeneration of neurofibrils in Alzheimer's, autism, etc. It also causes suppression of the immune system. It's an inflammatory marker, but it causes dysfunction in the immune system, and we see that with cancer patients. It's all the same thing. It's just that they're catching up with the truth now. But the truth is the truth, right? There's no controversy about it.
And no, but Dr. Bitar, one of the things, and you and I have observed this, we've even reported on it, and it still fascinates me, but at the same time, it's still seemingly not acknowledged widely by the allopathic medical community. That is, you could find 10 people with similar mercury burdens per body weight, for instance, if you were able to determine that. And all 10 could exhibit different symptoms. Some might not even have evidence of neurological damage, but damage to other systems. And the point I'm making here is that just because it doesn't cause the same thing in everybody does not mean it's not the cause in everybody. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, it makes sense. And your point is a very valid point, and it should be addressed. And the reason you don't see the manifestation in every person the same way is because of two specific criteria. One is biological individuality, and the second is genetic predisposition. So it's these two factors that allow different people to respond to different things. Just like if you eat something hot and spicy, you may end up having to go to the bathroom right away. And if I eat it, I'm going to love more of it. And I'm going to have any GI distress. And if Super Don eats it, you know, he may get euphoric. And somebody else does it, they may get depressed. So whatever the case is, everybody responds to their environmental trigger differently. And so when you've got a trigger such as mercury, well, there's certain universal aspects that everybody will be affected by, and that's the oxidative stress aspect. But how well their body is able to compensate from that oxidative damage is going to depend upon genetic predisposition and biological individuality. So that person's immune system, the immune system may not respond the same way because their right. compensation mechanisms are better because they don't have a glutathione S transferase issue, or they don't have a methyltetrahydrofolate reductase enzyme deficiency or any other number of genetic predispositions that may be out there. And the second thing is that the displacement of essential minerals, like when we talk about the allergenicity, the toxicity for metals, we've talked about this before. First is oxidative stress. Second is the mineral displacement. The third is the allergenicity aspect. So now we just dealt with one aspect of why a person may respond differently to heavy metal exposure or mercury exposure. Now you've got the second one, mineral displacement. Well, one person may have higher levels of minerals because of where they live, and the other person may have lower levels of that same mineral, so there'll be less displacement from that mercury or whatever the metal may be. And then the third one is the allergenicity aspect. And some person may have an allergenicity or may not have an allergenicity to that particular metal. So we just talked about all these different variables that define why a person may respond a certain way versus another person that responds another way. And in fact, every person can theoretically respond totally differently to the same exposure.
And Dr. Bitar, I don't mean to allude that doctors don't know this. I think they do, but they interpret it completely the opposite way. For instance, with the vaccine issue, because not every child shows abject neurological deficit damage or even autism, they use that as the explanation to say that because of that, vaccines or what's in them cannot be the cause of it, or else it would cause it in everybody.
That's true. That's exactly right. It's a very, very simplistic approach at looking at this. And one, doctors of all people know that causation is not something that lives in a vacuum. So you can... There are many factors that contribute to certain manifestations of the things that we observe. So you can't say that one thing that occurs in one person will then be applicable for the 7.34 billion people on the planet right now. Now, I think that if you take certain things into consideration, like you take a fire and you put a person in a fire, they will get burned. But the level of that burn, and all, you know, then you can start defining different aspects like that. Mm-hmm. If you jump off a building and, you know, you don't know how to fly, yes, you're going to fall. Okay, that's the logic that they're trying to imply. But the biological system is very, very complex and it's very adaptive. You know, it would be more like the accurate analogy would be if you have two people and they were shot, okay? If you have a person that's been shot that's under the age of 7 or over the age of 70, their ability to compensate for that bullet wound will be far, far less than that of somebody that's between the age of 8 and 69, theoretically, right. You know, in the 30s or 40s.
Well
so
said.
That's because the compensatory or the compensatory mechanisms of their body are able to handle a lot of that. So
right.
It depends on what...
We're up on a break, Dr. Bitar. Hold on. Listen, medical collectivism. One size does not fit all. Doctors know that, but yet they pretend not to when they vaccinate everybody with the same dose.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now, there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's T-H-E, bestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I don't know what I said earlier that my wife came into the studio and hit me on the arm. Something, I got in trouble for something, obviously. Super Don was here, he knows. And now we've got some of our viewers saying that I'm competing for attention with their husband. I'm like, this is getting very dangerous, Dr. Bitar. We've got to like somehow figure this thing out.
Well, it actually brings to mind a very funny story. I got to tell you guys this story. I had a patient that was getting an IV that we give, an IV push for adrenals. And she basically was in adrenal exhaustion. We've been giving her these a couple times. And she had a tremendous response to it. So anyway, she was getting the IV as I'm walking by the IV room that she was in. And she basically, when it has magnesium and a bunch of other things in it, but basically when she would get it, she would get this hot flush. And everybody gets the flush. I've gotten the IVs many times myself, and you feel a warm flush kind of comes through your whole body, and it kind of comes down. And, you know, some usually centers like in the lower pelvis, in the groin area, just in that middle.
I'm not sure I like where this is going.
Well, anyway, long story short, she basically was getting her adrenal IV, and she said, I just got to tell my husband how this, what she said, something about causing the flush in her groin. And we stopped, and everybody, my nursing staff, myself, you know, the patient, all the teachers are like, that is not an appropriate thing to say.
Right. As you're walking by, she's talking about her loins being flushed. Okay. That's not what we were attempting to do here. You're right. But, yeah, that could be misinterpreted, and it could be trouble. So we don't want any trouble here. We're trying to bring the power to heal, not something else. Anyway, if that comes along with it, you know, find your spouse. So here's an allergy discussion that maybe we haven't had it this way. It says 1 in 10 adults have food allergies. You talked about allergenicity, right? We've also talked about the nuance of intolerances, insensitivities or sensitivities. It might not meet the strict definition of allergies. And in this article, even though it acknowledges 1 in 10 have allergies, I was one of those 10 for sure, big time. It says only, well, actually double that, 1 in 5 believe that they do. So I think this is where people aren't getting the memo, the difference between an allergy and something else.
Yeah, I think that's true, Robert. I think that the first interesting point with this particular study is how people, twice as many people feel that they have an allergy than actually do. So my first question would be, though, how did they evaluate these people, the 1 in 10 that actually has a food allergy? Mm-hmm. Because I think that there are many people that are misdiagnosed that they don't have a food allergy, and in actuality, they do have a food allergy. So I think that really my sentiment when I read this is that probably more like 1 in 4 probably have it, 1 in 5 think they have it, and 1 in 10 adults has a food allergy as being able to be discerned by the current methodology or the current testing mechanisms. The reason I say this is because there's a lot of delayed IgG-mediated food allergies that may not manifest their symptoms for 24, 48, sometimes even 72 or 96 hours after the ingestion of that food. And they're never, ever attributed to a food substance. And I've got case after case after case of this where we have taken people that had some massive issues, and just by identifying the food allergies and using an elimination diet, we're able to completely get rid of them.
Well, you're talking about that delay. That's interesting because I remember, again, when I was a kid, my uncle, the doctor, medical doctor, went to school with another doctor to be, who became an allergist, and my allergy doctor. And they initially tested my back. They poked like 100 holes in my back, and they saw what swelled up. They said, that's what you're allergic to. I don't know if the tests have changed because I'm not putting my kids through that. They don't really have any allergies. They've been raised differently. But also, how do you distinguish between a genuine allergy and, as we've talked about, the gluten that contains glyphosate? And shouldn't everybody be intolerant to glyphosate, for instance?
Yeah, it's a very good point. And it's not just the glyphosate in the gluten, but there's other aspects in gluten, too. And then there's the syndrome X, the leaky gut syndrome that we induce based upon the way people, the food's not being recognized by the body as being food. And so the body has a response to that foreign substance, because that's how the body is designed to identify anything foreign and then react to it. And because the foods aren't being properly broken down because of the way the foods are formed or because of inadequate digestive enzymes or assimilation or whatever the case may be, the food is never even recognized as food. It doesn't get broken down into the smaller segments that where the body would recognize as food, and then the body ends up having a response, an allergic response, because it sees that substance as being foreign and creates an inflammatory cascade. And so these points that we're making, bringing up, these are all part and parcel of this issue with allergenicity. But when we come back from the break, if you want, I'll give you an extreme example, two extreme examples, where we can actually see how prevalent this issue really is.
Okay, let's do it. And then we're going to talk about vaccination policy within a family, how when a child grows up, what changes. And, you know, maybe we'll give some parenting tips. I'm not sure. I got a sense that might happen. And then other additives that make you become less active. We got that on tap, too. Stand by.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
USA Radio News.
Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, President Trump will deliver a primetime address regarding border security. For the longest time, the president has been pushing for a wall, but now the president says,
we'll build a steel barrier. Steel.
It'll be made out of steel. It'll be less obtrusive, and it'll be stronger. And we're able to use our great companies to make it. That gives us great strength at the border.
As the partial government shutdown continues, the White House says the IRS will continue to give out tax refunds even if the government is shut down when they're due to go out. Actor Kevin Spacey made his first appearance in a Nantucket, Massachusetts court on Monday, and needless to say, things were a little bit crazy.
Off the sidewalk now.
Spacey did not speak during his appearance today and said he's not guilty of sexually assaulting a teenage boy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, I'm looking at the show notes, and there are links up to the stories we're covering, as well as you keep scrolling down, you're going to find out about advancedmedicine.com, how to plug into the IDFW, use the Ahead map, also the big Advanced Medicine Conference, May 25th and 26th, Saturday, Sunday, at the Pasadena Convention Center. There are links to get you into that as well. We'll be talking about that every week until it happens. So gear up, and you will not be allergic to that. In fact, if you have allergies, you might learn how to undo them without toxic drugs or injections. So, Dr. Pittard, do we have a little bit more on the allergy front before moving to the vaccine discussion?
Yeah, I was just going to give you two quick examples of how significant some of these allergy things can be. I had one nurse who had been a patient of ours for maybe 2 or 3 years, and she asked me about her daughter-in-law, who had a problem with weight and wanted to see if I could help her with her weight. So I said, sure, we can, you know, see what the issues may be. Figured there was probably a gut issue going on. Long and the short of it is this woman comes to me. She's 23 years old, and she's morbidly obese. She's about 5'3", and she's about 230 pounds. And I'm getting her history, and she starts telling me all this stuff that's happened to her, and she happens to mention that she was a competitive, get this, cross-country runner. Mm. And she goes on with her history, and I stop her, and I go, wait a second. Who was a competitive cross-country runner? And she says, I was. Now, I'm looking at this 5'2", 230-pound woman at the age of 22 in front of me, and I'm thinking, in which life did she was she a competitive cross-country runner? And so she tells me about how she was such a competitive runner, blah, 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 and then she got pregnant with twins, and she gained the weight. She could never lose it and just kept on getting worse and worse. So anyway, we do a food allergy test on her as a part of our workup, and she goes through the treatment that we have, our ARSVs. It's a 10-week program, and followed up with her, and she'd lost maybe, I don't know, seven, 8 pounds, and, you know, not much difference. She had some joint issues because of her weight, and so we scheduled her to follow up in about a month. Well, she got lost to follow up, never saw her again, and, you know, thought about her a couple of times, but never saw her again. So about 2 years later, year and a half later, I'm at the I'm at a Sam's Club. And I hear my name. Somebody yells out my name. I turn around, and this beautiful, probably 120-pound young girl comes running up, throws her arms around me, kisses me on the cheek. Oh, my God, doctor, how are you? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm looking at this girl going, I have no idea who this person is. And, of course, my wife at the time is sitting next to me with her hand on her head kind of looking at me. I'm like totally clueless what's going on. And it came out to be it was that girl, that same girl. She lost like 110 pounds or something. It was all a food allergy issue, and just by going in the food elimination diet and by staying up with it, it broke the cycle, and it slowly unwound, and then she was able to start not having pain anymore in her joints, and then she was able to start running again or start walking, then running and doing all sorts of different things. Her life basically broke the cycle. She was spiraling down because of this food allergy issue, eliminated the food allergies, and the spiral started going the other way and came back to excellent health, running competitively again, et cetera, et cetera. That's just one example. And we've got videos of a couple of patients, actually other patients, and we don't have time to go into all that, but some really, really significant cases of people having a food allergy issue for 30, 40, 50 years based upon medication that they've been prescribed, and then when we got them off it, how their life changed.
Yeah, and sometimes it's instantaneous, but as you know, sometimes it takes a while for the residuals, if you will, to remove or move out of the body, and then suddenly it finds life again. Instead of, as Bruce Lipton talks about, being on the defensive in fight or flight, the cells then can go back into what we call the growth and healing mode. And that's a very real thing as well. So reducing the burden, the stress, the intensity, over time the body may have to learn to trust, hey, you're not going to put the garbage in again. Let's free up that energy that was locked away, and wow, your life begins anew.
Well, actually, Robert, in the case of a delayed food allergy, it usually takes longer. The shorter-acting allergy responses, the person gets a more rapid response. Those are usually like the IgE-mediated reactions. But the IgG-mediated delayed food reactions, those are usually, it takes 24, 48, 72 hours, and it'll take weeks to months before a person really starts to see the actual implications of that food allergy start to become or start to be alleviated. It right. Usually takes a considerable amount of time. It's not an immediate depth thing.
Yeah. So you could follow the pattern in and out. Sometimes it is similar. Well said there. Now, let's talk as a parent. You're a dad. I'm a dad, right? We got kids. We try to raise them upright. We try to be living examples for them to do the right thing. Now, with my kids, of course, I raised them in an organic household, but I never said, if you go out to your friend's house, you can't eat what they're going to give you. I just said, listen, this is the difference in the food quality. They're going to offer you, and if you feel rotten after you eat it, I just want you to know that, pay attention. And so my kids were reading labels from the time they could read, go, is that organic? And they would say, no, thank you. Now, there was a couple of experiences my son had early on where he didn't know. He ate something and got sick, and we explained to him exactly what happened. And so now at 19, he's not even interested in eating the garbage everybody else eats. But what if you raise your kids to be aware of the danger of vaccination? And then they grow up after you've not allowed any of this garbage to get into them, and they go, I finally get to get vaccinated now. And if you think that's far-fetched, apparently it just happened, and USA Today is splashing it big time. A woman grows up to reject her parents, as they call them, anti-vaxxer belief, and then shares a viral picture of the shot record.
And this was a Redditor headline. And she says, my parents denied me vaccinations as a child, so today I was finally able to take my health into my own hands. I'm like, okay. This is a very interesting story to be in USA Today. And the fact that they gave positive tweets and negative tweets to it, which we'll get into. But isn't that an interesting thing for a kid to do? I get it on the food thing, but I've never heard it like this on the vaccine thing.
Well, the reason you've never heard it before is because 99.999% of children are appreciative of their parents being evolved enough to stand up for them. And you're obviously going to have somebody that's not maybe quite there yet. And so this is one of those type of stories. Now, here's a funny thing. Her parents' decision probably allowed her to be able to make this decision now, because if you're looking at the statistics, one out of 39 children, is it now?
One out of 35.
Actually, Robert, you need to send me the reference, because the last one I had is November 26th of 2018. That one out of 40 American
Super Don, we got it recently. It came out. Let's make sure Dr. Bittar gets a hold of that.
Yeah, if you could send that to me. But, you know, what's interesting is more and more people are becoming aware of this issue. So kudos to the parents. And you know what? It's not about us causing a person to force them to do something. It's basically giving them the information and allowing them to come up with a decision, making the decision themselves. We all have a brain. I always say, you know, God gave us a brain for a reason. It's up to us to now use it and discern and get that information, whatever that information we decide to believe. That's our choice. And if she decided to take this vaccine after she, you know, turned 18 and go against her parents, that's fine. Because you know what? The damage from the vaccine is really in that first couple of years of life. And, of course, if you keep on adding to it, it's going to contribute. It's an additive.
Sure.
So they've already benefited their daughter by just preventing her from getting vaccinated with all those different additives during a time when her brain was still developing. So for that reason, she's already in a better place and apparently accomplished their task.
And I, you know, listen, Dr. Bittar, and I've raised my kids this way, and I know you're similar in that, you know, I said to my kids, listen, when you're 18 and out of the house, if that happens, now they don't tend to leave that early, but, you know, if you were, you get to make your own decisions about these things. I want you to be prepared to understand the consequences of your decisions. The problem I had growing up, and I'm not mad at my mom and dad, they didn't know, is that we knew nothing of food and how it mattered, how it impacted my health, how I became allergic. We knew nothing about the danger of vaccines, although there were a lot fewer of them. Additives, all of these things. So I was running around blindly just trusting doctors that they said, here, take this drug, take this shot. And for me, I said, you know what? I want my kids to know cause and effect, because they're going to be served well no matter what. When they're out of the nest, they're going to be able to observe what happens in their life when they act and do things or react and their body says something. And it means something to them, as opposed to me growing up going, I have no idea what this language is.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Robert. This is an important part and parcel of being able to allow our children to grow up with the ability and the teachings that they have the power to heal themselves. That's our message that we give them. But also to empower them with knowledge so they can make their own decisions, because we're not going to be there always to make their decisions for them, right? Mm-hmm. So we want there to be an improvement on our children. Like my dad's wish was always that his kids would be better than him. And my wish now, after I have children, has been the same, that my kids are an improvement on me, and they by far already are. So, you know, I've shared some of the stories of how my kids have gone around the vaccine issues from their school or college, and how they've been able to handle those types of requirements, if you will. Mm-hmm. But, you know, my son Avi, now he's in his sophomore year in university, and I told him last year, I said, you know, you may have to change universities because they're saying that you're going to have to get vaccinations. And he said, why? And I said, well, because I don't want you to have to get vaccinations. He goes, no, I mean, why do they want me to have vaccinations? And I said, well, that's just the requirements. And he goes, well, that's fine, Dad. I'll just move university. And what was really interesting, that in his debate class, they actually had a debate. Robert, get this. They had a debate between vaccination and anti-vaccination. And he was appointed to the people that were on the vaccination, the pro-vaccination group that he had to defend. So he said that it was really interesting because he did a good job defending it. But he said the people that were assigned the anti-vaccination group, he said it was just an assignment to them. But after he got involved talking to them, explaining to them, everybody got a little bit excited. But he was actually on the pro-vaccination group that had to argue that point. But it was interesting because, you know, he's a very, very anti-vaccine.
The thing is, and I've had my kids take the opposite sides in debates, too, and that you learn a lot by doing that, having to argue the side you don't agree with.
It's an incredible experience to do that. If you haven't tried to do it, you get a sense of where people are at, what they're believing, how they're believing it, and you'll be better, even though you don't believe the same things, you'll be better to communicate with them from doing that. So that's great. Now, in the USA Today article, which was...
That's actually an exercise that my dad would have us do as well. Mm-hmm. Very important. And when I was in debates in high school, we used to do that too. Just practice.
Yeah. I was just going to say the USA Today was very impressed that this article, they actually allowed the people that didn't agree with this woman's decision. Now, first they announced that the people are saying, oh, thank you for caring for the rest of humanity. You're wonderful for doing it. And you think that's all it would be. But they actually put up the opposition. You know, some said, I don't do it because of autism, and I know you don't know what's in them, and they talk about religious beliefs on it and such. So kudos to USA Today. I mean, it's a mainstream publication, but the fact that they allowed, if you will, of alternative viewpoints, it doesn't happen every day today. So we'll give them props when they're due.
Well, I was going to tell you that a very good friend of mine, very close friend of mine, her sister just had a baby, and 2 days ago, in fact. And we were in the hospital, and it was very interesting that she, of course, rejected the vaccinations. And there were the typical way that the nurses and the doctors came trying to convince her. But then what I found out was, and we can talk about this when we come back in the show, but what I found out was now the recommendation is to have a childhood vaccination 2 months after, as opposed to the same day that they're born.
Ah.
And I'll just talk to you a little bit more also after the break about what the nurses said.
Okay, yeah, let's do that. And if we get a chance to talk about fatigue related to food additives, we'll throw that in there as well. AdvancedMedicine.com is one of the places you can go to learn a lot about what we do, include here the archives with Dr. Bitar and, of course, RobertScottBell.com.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert will be right back.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, really special delivery service here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Shout out to Leanna Warner Gray. We're talking to her on the break. The Earth Diet, and she knows Dr. Bitar as well. And she just delivered me a green drink, Dr. Bitar. Great news. Now, if they would do that for...
I'll hopefully be getting mine via WhatsApp in the future.
Yes, exactly. And you know, if they were doing that in hospitals, that would be awesome. You give birth and immediately you get a green drink, like superfoods charging you back up, moms out there. And Dr. Bitar was just relating on the break briefly of someone who had a hospital birth and refused, like, the Hep B shot that they always did on the first day. And the nurses were talking about how they don't do flu shots. They're wearing masks. And, in fact, that they said, yeah, we very much our policy now is to do it after 2 months. And I was just pointing out that that didn't happen because the hospital wanted to delay it. That means there are so many people going, don't give me the shot, don't give my baby the shot, that they had to change. And that is, as you said, a right. tipping point, a transformation of consciousness that's happening. So not everybody's so, vaccine programmed. It's changing.
And the nursing staff there actually in private, two of the different nurses in private supported her decision and also, you know, shared with her privately that they personally also refused to take certain vaccinations and supported her decision. So that, you know, I don't ever remember that happening in hospitals either. So it is a tipping point, and the consciousness is changing, as you said. So I'm very, very grateful for that.
All right. So our final story here goes into the food additive realm. Now, I've always talked about this. One of my slides that I've used for years, additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, GMOs, plasticizers, heavy metals, mercury, etc., all contribute to what we call the diminishment of your ability to live life to the fullest. Your vitality is taking a hit. We can talk energy, but we can talk molecules too. In this case, they're talking about that one simple additive they call phosphate additives in foods, making you less active. I'm like, well, really, they're figuring this out now. That doesn't mean you're going to die tomorrow, but if you start adding that one to everything else, you begin to see why we're in such bad shape.
Well, Robert, it's interesting, though, when you start looking at phosphate or phosphorus itself.
Mm-hmm.
As a society, we are not phosphorus deficient, but people that are more aware, health-oriented, that don't drink Coca-Cola and stuff like that, they're actually more phosphorus deficient. But this is an interesting thing because phosphorus is very important for appropriate calcium metabolism. And when you don't have phosphorus, enough phosphorus in the system, and it seems to be the people that are more phosphorus deficient are people that are more healthy in the dietary intake. People that drink Coca-Cola, they don't have a phosphorus deficiency. It's really interesting. And because I had to start the supplement with phosphorus because of that. So now, of course, phosphate is a form of phosphorus. But my point being, again, this is a great example of, yes, phosphate additives in foods may make you less active. I actually wasn't aware of that research. But I can tell you that the phosphorus content in foods, and especially in drinks, that people that abstain from Coca-Cola and certain other drinks that have high phosphorus in there, we've actually become relatively deficient compared to the amount of phosphorus that we need. And so for heart disease and for calcification issues, if you don't have the appropriate amount of phosphorus in your system in relationship to the calcium, you will alter calcium metabolism and you will facilitate depositions of atheroma or plaque, if you will.
Well, we've also seen that the high phosphoric acid content can lead to leaching of minerals from the bones and weaken them, too. So we talk about a deficiency. We also talk about an excess, right, finding that sweet spot. Of course, we would argue that this is not a segment that says, we want everybody to drink Coca-Cola and Pepsi-Cola. That's not what we're saying. But looking at mineral contents in foods and supplementing where need be, that is a rational way to go about things.
Right. And I actually, believe it or not, have been supplementing phosphoric acid in my in the Butar wellness drink, the Butar Kickstart drink. I've been doing that for almost 2 years, and I think that that's been an important part of helping to alleviate some of the issues that I was having. So the phosphoric acid component, again, how do you take it? You know, in Coca-Cola, you've got way too much sugar in there and other things. In fact, unless, you know, the Highway Patrol use Coca-Cola to clean up the blood stains.
Blood off of accident sites, right. And we were talking about the roadkill last hour, too, that people are now allowed to eat the roadkill. Hopefully it's not the people. We're talking about the deer and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's interesting because Coca-Cola is good for all the cleaning up toilets, but that's not what we're promoting. We're talking about using phosphoric acid if you're low in phosphate.
Yeah, well said, well said. All right, well, that's it for another Advanced Medicine segment. Two in a row. I mean, we had to make up for lost time over the holidays. It was great to have you back, Dr. Bitar. Looking forward. In fact, we're in it, 2019. Let them know it's the same message, but it's important before we got to go.
The power to heal is unequivocally each and every one of you.
Nicely said.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.